Well, this just goes to show you never know when love's going to appear in front of your face. But a Minnesota couple started dating after a woman ordered food and asked her Grubhub driver to go out for a date.
I love this.
I know. And now they're getting married next year.
Oh, my God, I love this.
This is Hannah telling the story of how she met her fiancé, Alec.
And I happen to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen if he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested? I'm never going to see him again.
Now, she looked grubby for her Grubhubby.
Because when you're getting DoorDash and Grubhub, you're like, I can't even peel myself off the couch. I agree with her. One time, now it didn't work in my favor and that's okay. But one time I saw this really cute guy at church and never have I talked to him. I just went up to him and I said, hey, do you want to go out sometime? And he said,
wow.
Yes. And because I thought I don't want to miss the moment. I'm just going to take advantage of it.
Golly.
Who cares if he says no, whatever. And I will still see him at church, but whatever.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? No, I have a girlfriend. But I never saw her at church.
Oh.
So that's why I thought, well, this is okay. You never know.
You should use that line to your advantage. Be like, well, you know, I never see her at church, but I'm always at church. Maybe we're a better match.
Oh.